Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here with an exclusive interview with a toy just eliminated from Hell's Kitchen. We are so glad to have you on the podcast. A toy, welcome.
Hey guys, how are you?
We are great, and we are so happy that you are here. Not happy you got eliminated, obviously, but we are very thankful that you agreed to come talk to us and share about your time on Hell's Kitchen this season, and share all the real eats, as we like to say. Pete, you want to start us
right
off?
Right out of the gate, you were very expressive and very open about everything that you were feeling when you were on the show. I feel like you wear your heart on your sleeve, and so it was really refreshing to see you on television and to experience it. We got to experience everything that you were experiencing through your eyes. What was it like to be on that show? You know, I mean, you probably had watched it. Had you watched it beforehand?
Yeah, actually, I've been a Hell's Kitchen fan forever. It's been so amazing. And actually, to be on that show, it was just like, it's like a dream come true, you know, as a chef, to know that this is something that we as chefs, you know, we look forward to it. And this Chef Ramsay, he is literally the person of, you know, so many, he wears so many different hats, you know, and to know that I was going to be on this show, I was going to be on Hell's Kitchen. Totally amazing. And I do. I wear my emotions on my sleeve because I'm a mother, for one. I have two little girls. And for me, a lot of people don't show that. They think it's a sign of weakness. And for me, I'm not afraid of that. Knowing that Chef Ramsay is the matriarch, knowing that having these shows, having that show and being on that show was amazing experience. I still get chill bumps thinking about it because I did it. For me, being a single mom, being in the industry for 20 years, this year will be 20 years for me, and to know that God has done so much in my life. He continues to do good things for me. And to see everybody on the show, not knowing any of them prior to the show, and living with them. You know, that's something that took me back to college days. You know, I only did some time in Maryland University, but the rest of it was culinary school. But 18 individuals under one roof, two toilets, three showers. For one, that was crazy in itself. You know, and out of 18 of us, I think four of us were parents. So that experience was just one like no other. And there was a lot of things that we lived that was not shown on TV. You know, we don't see the edit. So when the show comes on, you know, we're always cringing, like, oh my God, what are they going to show? You know, what else are they going to do? So a lot of times I'm anxious to see the show. The whole time I was shaky about whether or not I actually wanted to see the show. Right. But I lived it through my daughters because, excuse me, they wanted to see me. And I can't do nothing about it. The world's going to see me now. So it's just like, I'm not hiding anything. So each and every week, it was just like, how much are they going to show of me? So in the beginning, it was just like, they're not going to show much of me. I don't know what's going on. But I realized they have to show other people. You know, they have to show the people and give everybody, you know, their time, their shine, right. You know. And so then, as I started reliving, I'm like, okay, I had some great moments on this show. So you got to show these highlighted. So then it started getting better. And I'm like, okay, here I go. And then the biggest explosive one, as everybody saw, was me and Carmen.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that.
I gotta say, we gotta touch on Carmen. Like, We gotta know about the actual dynamics of
You get in the
this.
house, you get in
So
the,
go
you get
ahead.
in, you get on the show, and then you see everybody. I mean, did you know right from the start, like Carmen is a lot? Was that is that something that you felt?
No. In the beginning, I'm a I'm to myself. I'm a loner. I really don't, because when I was even on the show, it wasn't me trying to, be a part and be seen. That wasn't who I am, and that's not who I am. So for me, it's like I want to get to know these people, but I really don't, because I'm not saying you're my enemy, but we're all competing for a job, So I'm not
Right.
really getting close to you. So her personality was very possessive. So it was just like I shy away from people like that. So it's just like it is what it is, it's whatever. And I'm not a person. I mean, people want to get eliminated. So I'm not going to get close to you. I don't know you outside of here. And it was just like I'm not trying to get to know you either. So understanding that we are individual women, and understanding that we also have to respect one another. That's one thing that I stand on, is morals and values as a person and as a woman. And that's how I work. So at the end of the day, all I cared about is communication, us working together, and that's it. I'm not your friend. I'm not here to be your friend. I don't give about any of that. So it's just work together. Chef is looking at us for our individuality, also looking at us for who we are as a team, collectively.
Her personality, I mean, look, we've seen several different people get into it with Carmen. It wasn't just you. So it's a part of the show in a big way. What was that like? Because like you said, you're not here to be friends. You want to win the competition, but then you have someone in there that's supposed to be on your team, like wanting to put her dishes ahead of everybody else, even if hers isn't the best. She's kind of looking out for herself and, maybe not that great either.
So the biggest thing for me was, like, she had a situation with, Renisha, and then she had these other conversations with
Yes.
her and everything else. The biggest thing was understanding that Carmen, like, when it came to me, I was pissed because we're literally sitting there, and the main thing for this challenge was delegation. This is the biggest thing. We have to delegate. We are talking amongst one another as a collective. And as I watched the show back and watched the guys, talk to each other, going in back and forth, and they're taking turns talking, we're not doing that. Like, I'm trying to respect everybody. Danya didn't have a chance to be in the kitchen, but she was also talking. So, and that was my biggest thing. Respect. Respect each other's space. And she didn't do that. And it was very disrespectful saying, oh, this is my dish, let me talk. It wasn't even, and that's how you show, she showed that she didn't even pay attention, because that wasn't her dish. It was literally my dish, my rice. So instead of you just concentrating, all you really focus on is you, it's not about individuality. This is still a team collective. So that's what pissed me off, because you went off the deep end, and then neither one of us scored. That's how effed up it was. Neither one of us got a point. So it was just like, you did all that for what? For
Right.
what?
I
And
feel like
that's
she
when it
always
comes.
had like a, when she always had an agenda, and thinking she could like, think two steps, three steps ahead of everybody and divert, attention onto somebody else if she messed up and blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
And, in that case, you're like, well, that totally backfired on you. Like,
And it did. Like, the biggest thing that backfired was, and that's when I realized, like, I was in the dorm, because people don't understand. You're on that set 6 days a week. You're busting your butt all day long. It's 24 hours. There's no time to say, okay, break, let's go take a break and sit down. Like, it's none of that. You're constantly filming. Everything is being watched. So it's just like, I was totally pissed. And it
yeah.
came to a head. And when it came to a head, I was like, forget this. I am completely done. And I just let it out. It was just my raw emotions letting it all out. And at the end of the day, I didn't feel bad about it. But you guys saw everything that I did, like, to the T. that wasn't edited at all. And I'm kind of glad it wasn't edited because it showed everything. This
That's good. Yeah.
wasn't the first time someone had a problem with Carmen. This was everybody has a problem. But this is me because I'm taking it personally towards me. And this is how I felt. Just like when she had the situation with Renisha addressed it and she addressed it that way. But for me, my biggest takeaway was I had 5 minutes to get back in that kitchen. I couldn't even make my dish presentable for Chef Ramsay. So that was the thing that really pissed me off. Because we got 5 minutes. What can I do now? I can't do shit.
Right.
Nothing.
You've played for both teams, right? You've played for the men and the women team. What did you notice the main differences be how the women played and how the men's team played?
The men played with integrity. The men respected each other. They respected each other's decisions. And the biggest thing for me was I've been in the industry for a very, very long time, and I've never worked with a host of women, first of all. And that conversation with Chef Ramsay, I told him that I'm not used to cattiness. I'm not used to all the extra chit chatter. That's not who I am. So for me is, if you won't get out there and cook, you go out there and cook. Your mouth and your words mean nothing. It needs to be backed up with something. And so if you can't back it up, then your conversation means nothing to me. But the biggest thing for me was I was so excited when we did that fight for your challenge, your fight for your life challenge, and I was literally the last one because they put me down because they thought I was weak. You think I'm weak because one, I'm not playing into your antics. I don't have to socialize with you. But in dinner service, I'm killing it. You don't see me doing anything. A lot of stuff was edited because you didn't see none of my mistakes because I rarely made mistakes. And I worked on
Right.
every station on the women's team. I worked on every station. So at the end of the day, you can't say, you say I'm weak because, yeah, you think I'm a threat. And it's cool. But Chef Ramsay sees something else. He has eyes all over that kitchen. It's cameras everywhere. So if he can't catch it, the cameras catch it. And he goes back and watches it as well with Chef Christina and Chef Jason. So at the end of the day, when I did my fight for the life challenge, I came and you can hear them. Like, that was my first time seeing those guys talking. They didn't even have faith that I was going to come back. And that was okay because at the end of the day, Chef Ramsay knew who he was going to put on the boys team. And I didn't even realize it at the time that it was 6-4 until we got to the supermarket. And I'm like, oh, snap, it is 6-1. And then Chef Ramsay toy. And had that blue jacket, guys. I took off that red jacket so fast and threw it on the
As
ground.
I
And Chef
say, you
Christina was
looked
like,
so
dang, toy, that's how you feel. I was
excited.
like, yeah. I was like, oh, yes. The switcheroo. I was like, Chef Ramsay, I mean, this doesn't happen every season. But to be able for Chef Ramsay to look at me and have a conversation with me prior to and see the things that I've done, saw who I was, and know who I am. If, to call my name and have those very one-on-one conversations, I was ecstatic. And the fact that that challenge, when I got on the boys team about food costs, you can see I'm a team player. I literally was the only person that picked chicken. Everybody
Yeah.
else was like, okay, let's do the highest profit margin because I know people want to pick fish. They're going to pick steak. But my thing is, I cost out recipes all of my life. And if you can get two pieces of chicken for $1.79 and get marked up to $32,
I was
it's
gonna
a
say, and
hell
you
of a price.
crushed it, right? Yeah.
You know, and for Susan to literally say when she didn't even know our dishes. And for her to say, if you can pick up a chicken thigh, and the guys are like, the
Right.
toy, they were like patting me on the shoulder, guys, because it was literally out
She did
of all of us
that.
and people. I was the only person that picked chicken. The girls didn't even have chicken.
Yeah, it was such a
So
smart move. And that, I mean, that really shows, like your culinary know-how. I feel like something like that, again, like you can cook a simple, like chicken thigh, elevate it. That was it gained you too, I think, but the guy's like a lot of street cred to be like, no, like look at me. I'm like, I am a bad bee. Like I got this. Like
and at the end of the day, some people don't understand. Like on that show, and I tell a lot of the other chefs, it's a difference. There are entrepreneurs on there, and there are chefs that work in kitchens. And the chefs that work in kitchens, they might not know food costs. They might not, they have, they don't probably know what their food costs or their variances or what the labor costs. All that factors in. I've been an entrepreneur for over 10 years. So I have to pay people. I have to have people work with me. So I have to know when I'm costing out my menus to do an event. So all that plays into one. So at the end of the day, for me, that was me being on the show. I didn't have to win. I'm okay with where I rank because at the end of the day, I came home. I'm still an entrepreneur. I'm still a mom. And I get street cred to say, hey, I was on Hell's Kitchen and I'm top nine and I wore two jackets. I didn't get a black jacket, but guess what? Having a blue and a red feels damn good to me.
That's
Yeah.
it.
No, and that's awesome. I think that's a big difference. Like, just most of the contestants on Hell's Kitchen, I think a lot of people are like, I'm fine not winning. Like, it's all about like being there, getting the experience, like, a little proving to yourself, especially after working in the industry for so long. And just love hearing that from all the chefs that it's like, they're like, I'm good not winning. I don't need to win the show to prove anything.
Exactly, because to get on the show alone is
Right.
amazing, because you're thousands and thousands of people apply for the show. And just a little tidbit, 11 years, actually 12 years ago, I applied for the show. And the only reason why I wasn't able to finish my audition, my father passed away. So I let that dream go 12 years ago.
Right.
But for it dream to circle back around to me 12 years later, and for them to literally casting duo DM me on literally November the 1st to ask me to apply. And in my head, I'm talking to my boyfriend at the time, he's now my husband, and he's literally, I said, babe, what do you think? He's like, if they're not, I said, if they're not asking for blood or money, let's keep going. And I did. I wasn't scared. But then when I went through the process, I'm like, wait, hold on. Finally we get to January and they're like, get ready to get on the plane in 2 weeks. And I'm like, wait a minute, I've never left my kids before. Like, I gotta get my kids together. I gotta get my life together. My grandfather had just passed away and I couldn't even go to his funeral because I didn't want to catch COVID. So I had to literally do a party for my daughter because her birthday was February the 1st, the day I left. So it was just like trying to get all this stuff together. And I knew that this was an opportunity of a lifetime. And I was doing that in honor of my father because this is something that a dream that I put aside 12 years ago because when he passed away, that was everything for me. So for this dream to circle back to me and become reality, it means the world to me. It
Yeah.
really does.
That's awesome.
No, it's a great, the kind of full circle moment, for you. It's funny how sometimes like things like that work out. And it's one of those, as you experience, it was never going to be a good time for you to go out and do it. You had to make, the world move just to like get on a plane to get out there. It's especially being, being a mom, it's impossible to leave your family and do that. But sometimes you just have to say like, nope, we're doing it. Luckily, you had a boyfriend that said like, no, you're doing this. Like, you're going.
And that was the major part, guys. I don't mean to cut you off, but that was the support that I didn't have before. Yes, my mom was there to support, but still, for her to have the children full time was a lot for her because I used to drop them off to school. I used to pick them up. So for her to do that for over a month, I couldn't talk to them. I couldn't say anything to them. So I didn't want her to go crazy.
Yeah,
So
no,
for
for sure.
him, it was amazing. It truly was.
The week of your elimination was a tough week. Do you want to
Yeah.
talk about your elimination and what you learned from that?
So the week of my elimination, and it was so amazing that when I watched it, all these raw emotions came back.
Sure.
The week of my elimination, mentally, I was tapped out. I literally was drained on that station. A lot of people don't know. It's EMTs on set, and that French eye was so I was literally, I don't know if the boy side was hotter than our side, but for me on fish station on the boy side, it felt like I was dying. So I don't know if you guys saw my elimination. I burnt my hand. So my hand was wrapped up. So in that moment, I have a full, my whole knuckles was as red as a tomato. So I'm trying to like keep getting stuff going. But in my mental, I had tapped out. And I think I was literally saying, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You've done so much. And then I couldn't give up because when I finally had that final breakdown, and Chef Ramsay looked at me and called me to the pantry, in my brain, I was like, damn it. Here I go again. But for him to talk to me in that pantry and to look at me and literally, because that conversation was longer than what you guys saw, but he literally put fire under my butt again and told me it's not how you start and it's how you finish. And I finished that station. Nothing came back. Everything was tip top. Everything was perfect. And I knew that I had ended on a high note. And when I went back and I told Demir, and it wasn't on the show, but I told him, I said, Demir, I'm ready. It's okay. I didn't want him to feel bad, but I knew I was going up anyway, but I didn't want him to have that weigh heavy on his conscience because we had grew a friendship. And for me to be there, those guys were just so supportive. But I just knew in that time frame that it's okay. I've come a long way, top nine. It's time to go. And
Well, I'm like, what a poetic way to go out, you know, a perfect way to kind of cap it off. Like, again, finishing service, being proud of what you did, having a one-on-one with Gordon, you know, I mean, there's really like no, you can't really write it any better.
yeah, I ended on a high note. And I was blessed with the opportunity. The guys treated me so well. They made me feel like a part of the team. Actually, the first day when they told me that I was going to be on the team. So, you know, to do that. And then when we went to Hicksville, I bonded with those guys in a way. I mean, it was a much needed getaway because, you know, the girls, we want like what, two challenges? And that wasn't much of anything. So, you know, to be able to go and chill with those guys and have an overnight. I've never went to Joshua Tree, but being out there with them, having a good time and just relaxing was great for me. It really was.
Do you have someone in mind that you think will win this competition based on who's left?
The two people for me, you know, that I really I mean, I respect all those guys. So I give my top three. My top three are Demir, Jonathan, and Ryan. You know,
Got you.
those guys, let me tell you, I grew very fond of those guys.
They all seem very like stand up, just like
Anyone,
great, honorable guys.
any of the females left that you are good with?
Sammy is really strong. Sammy is really strong. Lee is really strong as well. But when you think about it, at the end of the day, I look at those guys as being phenomenal, and for them to take everything, they're just a lot stronger. They're a lot stronger when it comes to production and what Chef Ramsay wants. They have some leadership qualities, but Demir is a leader. Demir
Totally.
demands, you know, he demands the kitchen, you
Yep.
know. So with him, you can see that in him. Sammy does as well, but at the end of the day, for the true fight, I mean, it's an emotional battle too. But us as women too, we do have emotional breaks. Nobody is not subject to an emotional break. So I got those three guys.
Nice. I love it.
Any
Well,
last,
Latoya, oh
yeah.
yeah, anything else you want to add or say?
No, I'm really appreciative that I was able to talk to you guys. I'm sorry about the dogs barking in the
All
background.
good.
But I'm truly excited and grateful to have experienced the show and to have gone through that. And it's been a wonderful experience for me. And I just say, you know, Hell's Kitchen, I'm still gonna be on top 10, so I'm gonna be on the season finale. So I'll see you guys there.
That's it.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Well, Atoy, thank you so much for talking with us. You're great. You gave us all the goods. We really appreciate it, and we wish you all the best of luck. It looks like you're doing great things and are happy and healthy and living a great life. So, that is the best thing we can ask for. So, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. It was such a pleasure. Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a great one, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
All
Sounds good.
right.
All
See
right.
ya.
Bye-bye.